Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
Now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara and Daf Hamadalad. Our sugya begins with the Mishnah before on Daf Hamad Gimel Amad Beis. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Shnayim Shekidshu Shtei Nashim. Two people were Mekadesh two different ladies. Uvishas Knisas no Chuppah, at the time that they were Kain San Chuppah, at the time of Nisuin, Hechwifu es Shazel Lazeh Veshazel Lazeh. They switched their wives. Hari Elu Chayavim Mishum Eshesish. Each one is Chayav. On the other one's wife, Mishum Eshesish, he was over on the Aveira of marrying an Eshesish. Vimhoyu Achim, if these two people were also Achim, then not only is he Chayav Mishum Eshesish, but he is Chayav Mishum Eshesach as well, since he is marrying the wife of his brother. Vimhoyu Achoyes, if these two wives were also sisters, then he is Chayav Mishum Isha Achoyesa, he is Chayav also because he is marrying his Achoyesish, that he is marrying his wife's sister. Vimhoyu Nidais, if Lati, these two ladies were also Nidais, then he is Chayav also Mishum Nida. So in other words, it is possible that a person should be Chayav four separate chatoyes for four separate aveiros. Our Gemara asks, Uman hai tana, who is a tana of our Mishnah, the isle that holds of Isser Kilo, the Isser Moisef, the Isser Basachas? In our Mishnah, one sees that our tana holds that it is possible to have multiple Isurim. And we do not say Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And as Rashi explains, that we find in our Mishnah, the one is Chayiv Mishum Eshes Ish and Mishum Eshes Ach, is because Eshes Ish and Eshes Ach, those two Isurim, are both Chal B'Vasachas. Whenever the Kiddushin took place at the time of Kiddushin, two Isurim were Chal at the same time, both the Isur Eshes Ach and the Isur Eshes Ish. And for that reason, the Tana of our Mishnah understands one is Chayiv Mishum Eshes Ish and Mishum Eshes Ach, since both Isurim are being Chal B'Vasachas. That is as far as Eshes Ish and Eshes Ach are concerned. That the Tana of our Mishnah understands one is Chayiv Mishum Achesishtai, even though the Isur of Achesishtai came after the Isur Eshes Ish and the Isur Eshes Ach, is because the Tana of our Mishnah understands that by Isur Kilo we say Isser is Chal al Isser, and therefore the Isser Achis Ishte, which is an Isser Kilo, is also Chal on the Isser Eshes Ach and Eshes Ish. The reason why Achis Ishte is considered an Isser Kilo is, as we saw in the Gemara before, on the Hamabeis, that the Gemara explains that the Isser Achis Ishte is Kilo all the other sisters who were previously Mutzer. And therefore we say, since the Isser is Chal, as far as all the other sisters are concerned, so too the Isser Achis Ishte is Chal on the Isha that was already Asura, Be'Isser Eshes Ish and Be'Isser Eshes Ach. That we find in our Mishnah, the one is Chayiv a fourth Chatas. For the Isser of Nida, that is because the Isser of Nida is considered an Isser Meisif. Since till now, this Eshes Ish and Eshes Ach was Muteres Labaiwa, and now when she became a Nida, she became Asura Labaiwa. As far as the Isha herself, it was added on an Isser onto the Isha herself that she did not have previously. And therefore, based on the rule of Isser Meisif, we say that the Isser of Nida is Chal al Isser, and everyone is Asur on this Isha be Isser Nida. And for that reason, the Tana of our Mishnah understands that we say Isser Chal al Isser, since the Isser Nida is an Isser Meisif. So again, from the Tana of our Mishnah, one sees that the Tana of our Mishnah understands that two Isurim are Chal B'Vasachas, which refers to the Isser Eshes Ish and the Isser Eshes Ach. So too, we see in the Tana of our Mishnah that as far as Isser Kilo is concerned, we say Isser Chal al Isser. And for that reason, the Isser Achis Ishte is Chal on an Isha that is already Asura Be'Isser Eshes Ish and Be'Isser Eshes Ach. And so too we see the Tana of our Mishnah understands by Isser Meisif, we say Isser Chal Isser, and for that reason the Isser Nidos is chal on all the other Isurim. The Gemara explains, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Meir, he the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara goes on to bring the following Mishnah. The Tnan Yesh Oichel Achila Acha, someone could eat one Achila and be Chayev Alea Arba Chatoyes V'Asham Echad. For one Achila, he can be Chayev 4 Chatoyes and 1 Asham. The Mishnah explains that if a Tomei ate Chilev, V'hu Noisar Min Mokdashim B'Yem Akipurim, and the Chilev that he ate was Noisar from a Korban on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Meir Omer Moisar Shabbos V'Yitziyai B'Piv Chayev. If let's say, that day, that he ate this achila was on Shabbos, and he was moitzi what he ate bepiv, he is chayev for itzah. Now to explain that our Gemara sees, the Rameir understands that two Yisurim are chon vasachas, we find machloikes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains based on the havamin of the Gemara in Krisos Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, that from that the Rameir said him hoisa Shabbos v'itziyai bepiv chayev, that he is chayev for Hitzah on Shabbos, and the Rameir did not say that he is chayev for Hitzah on Yom Kippur. From there one sees that ein Eruv Hitzah Yom HaKippurim. There is no Isser Hitzah as far as Yom Kippur is concerned. Only Shabbos has an Isser to Yimaitzi Merishos L'Rishos, to Yimaitzi from Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaRabim. On Yom Kippur there is no such Isser. And for that reason Rameir says, only if that day happened to be Shabbos is he chayev for Itzah. But he is not chayev for Itzah on Yom Kippur. Rashi goes on to say that from that the Rameir says, M'hoisa Shabbos v'itziyai b'fiv chayev, which as the Gemara explains in Krisos means to say that the Itzah takes place with that he swallows what he was mitzi b'fiv. From there one sees the Rameir understands that two Yisurim are chon v'vasachas. Since with his Eitzah he's being over two Yisurim, he's being over the Isra of Eitzah on Shabbos, and also he's being over the Isra of Achila on Yom Kippur. From that, the Rameir says, you're chayiv mishum Eitzah b'Shabbos, even though at the same time that he's being mighty, he is also being over on the Isra of Achila on Yom Kippur. From there, one sees the Rameir understands that two Yisurim are cholim v'asachas. That is how Rashi explains the Raya of our Gemara from Rameir. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues on Rashi. And Tosfos says that had that been the Gemara's Raya, that would not be a Raya that two Yisurim are chom vasachas. Even if Rameir would hold that two Yisurim cannot be chom vasachas, still Rameir would be mechayiv shtayim, one mishum achila, and also mishum etzah b'Shabbos. Since these two Yisurim have absolutely nothing to do one with the other, one is an Isra Achila, and one is an Isra Etzah. Just because it happens to be that at this time, he is being over both Yisurim at the same time, that is not considered as if two Yisurim are Cholim Vasachas. Tosfos goes on to say that our Gemara's Raya is based on the Maskana of the Gemara in Krisos. The Rameir understands that even as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, there is an Isser Haitzah on Yom Kippur. And that the Rameir said, Imhoisa Shabbos Vaitziyah b'fiv Chayiv, does not mean to say that only on Shabbos are Yichayiv Mishum Haitzah. The Chiyuv Haitzah applies to Yom Kippur as well. The reason why Rameir picked Shabbos is because Rameir is coming to add on another Chiyuv, that he is Chayiv Mishum Yom Kippur u'mishum Shabbos. And he is chayev two chatoyes for the same Eitzah. With this one Eitzah, he's being over the Isser of Eitzah on Yom Kippur, and he is also being over the Isser Eitzah on Shabbos. And from that, one is chayev both Mishum Eitzah on Shabbos and Mishum Eitzah on Yom Kippur. From there, our Gemara proves the Rameir understands that two Yisurim are cholim b'vasachas. So again, we have a tremendous machloikes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands that the rule of ein Isser chal Isser applies to even two completely different Isurim. Even by two completely different Isurim we say ein Isser chal Isser, if with one action he's being over both Isurim. If anyways he was not allowed to do this action because of one iser, we will say ein iser chal al iser. And according to the mandamar that two isurim cannot be chal at the same time, he will only be prohibited from doing this action because of one iser, and he will not be over two isurim. That is the shita of Rashi. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues in Rashi and understands that by two completely different isurim, we will not say ein iser chal iser, even if as far as this specific action, he was already prohibited from doing this specific action, we will still say that the second iser is chal. V'chiru, one can ask on Tosfos, from that we find before on Tosfos on the Afam and Gimel and Aleph, that Tosfos explains that the iser of achilas nevela is not chal on something that is already aser be'iser me'ila. For example, Tosfos says, by melikas oif, that really became a nevela at the time of melika, still the iser nevela is only chal after zrika. Since till the time of zrika, it is aser be'iser me'ila, the iser nevela cannot be chal, since we say ein iser chal al iser. L'chira, the iser of me'ila and the iser of achilas nevela are two completely separate isurim. The iser of me'ila is an iser to have hana, and one is not allowed to have hana from kachim. On the other hand, the iser of nevela is an iser achila. One is not allowed to eat a nevela. L'chira, these two isurim are two completely different isurim. According to Tosfos, we should say that the iser of nevela, which is an iser achila, is chal on the iser me'ila, which is only an iser of hana. To answer this kasha on Tosfos, we find that Rabbi Shmuel says the following yesod, that as far as iser me'ila is concerned, there are really two separate isurim. Not only is there an iser to be naneh from kachim, and if one is naneh from kachim, he is moyo, but there is a separate iser me'ila, the one is not allowed to eat kachim. As we find that Rebbe holds in Psachim Nafam and Gimel Amad Aleph, that if one was hazed b'me'ila, if one was moyo b'mezed, he is chayv misa b'yidei shamayim. Tosfos explains that Rebbe says, hazed b'me'ila is chayv misa b'yidei shamayim. If one was moyo b'mezed, he is chayv misa b'yidei shamayim is only if he was moyo by eating kachim. Based on a drasha that we were now to gzeira shava chet mitruma. It says the word chet by me'ila, and it says the word chet by achilas truma. That halacha is that a zara that eats truma is chayv misa b'yidei shamayim. So too we say that if one was moyo b'mezid through eating kachim, he is also chayv misa b'yidei shamayim. And as the Gemara goes on to say, that as far as this chayv misa b'yidei shamayim is concerned, that if one was moyo b'mezid, he is chayv misa b'yidei shamayim, the shear is akazayas. If one ate a kazayas from kachim, he is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Even though, as far as the iser hanav mi'ua is concerned, the shear with which one is over the iser being nehne from kachim, the shear is a shavapruta. So from here one sees that there are two separate isurim. There is an iser to be nehne from kachim, and by nehne the shear is a shavapruta. On the other hand, there is a second iser as well. There is an iser to eat kachim. And by the iser achilas kachim, there the shear is a shear kazayis. And as we find in the Rosh Hashem Sachem goes on to say that even according to Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe and say that hezid b'me'iwa, if one was mayo b'mezid, he is not chay misa b'dei shamayim, they also mask him that there are two separate isurim. There is an iser hana from kachim, and there is an iser achilas kachim. And if one ate a shir kazayis from kachim, he is over the iser of achilas kachim. That the Rabbanan say that there is no chiv misa b'dei shamayim is only because they have a drasha of umesu b'i ki chalalu. That from there they learn out that the only time one is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim is only by achilas truma, by me'ila. There is no chiv misa b'dei shamayim, but still they agree to the ikir gzeirah shava that we learn out from truma, that there is a separate iser achilas kachim besides for the iser me'ila if one is nehneh from kachim. And so too is Mefurish and Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Based on this Yesod, that by Me'ilah there are two separate Isurim, and besides for the Isur to be Nana from Kachim, there is also an Isur to eat Kachim. For that reason, Tesis understands that the Isur of Nevela cannot be Chal on the Isur Me'ilah, since both Isurim are Isurei Achila. But now, one has to know as far as our Gemara is concerned. Again, our Gemara brings down a Mishnah that says, Yeshayichu Achilachas, V'chayev Olea Arba Chatoyis V'osham Echad. V'chiyev Osham is for that he was moyo by eating kachim. That the Isser Me'ilo was chal on the Isser Chelev is as the Gemara explains in Krisos, Daf Yidalet Amud Aleph, that by Akdashay it was Nitoisaf Isser Hana, that with the Hektish, another Isser was added that the Chelev did not have before. Beforehand, the Chelev was the only Aser Bachila and Mutter Bana. With the Hektish, the Chelev became Aser Bana, and for that reason, the Isser Hektish is Chal. The obvious kasha is, according to the Shita of Tesis Bayas that understands that as far as two completely separate Isurim are concerned, there is no halacha of a Nisr Chal al Isr. Why did the Gemara in Krisos Daf Yidalet Amud Aleph find it necessary to explain that the reason why the Isr Hektish is Chal on the Isr Chelev is because the Isr Hektish is Moisif an Isr that the Chelev did not have previously? L'chayra, the Isr Hana of Hektish is a completely different Isr. The Isr Chelev is an Isr Achila. On the other hand, the Isr Hektish is an Isr to be Nehne from Hektish. And for that reason, the Isr Hektish should be Chal on the Isr Chelev, since the Isr Hektish is a completely different type of Isr. Now, before we answer this Kasha on Tesis, I would like to go back to the Gemara in Krisos. Again, the Gemara in Krisos explains that the reason why the Isr Hektish is Chal on the Isr Chelev is because the Isr Hektish is being Moisif in Isr Hana. The Isr Hektish is adding on an Isr Hana to the Isr Chelev that was only Aser Bachila. Rashi explains that the reason why the Isr Hektish is Chal is based on the rule of Isr Moisif, that by Isr Moisif we say Isr Chal al Isr. And since the Isr Hektish is Moisif in Isr Hana, therefore Hektish is considered an Isr Moisif. And for that reason, we say Yisr Chal al Yisr. Tosfos in Chuin Daf Kof Aleph Amud Aleph argues on Rashi and says that itself, that now we have an additional Yisr Hana that is not considered an Yisr Meisif. Tosfos explains the Gemara in Krisos as follows, that the Gemara in Krisos says that the reason why the Yisr Hektish is Chal al Yisr Chelev, because it is a Tosaf Yisr Hana, does not mean Yisr Meisif. That the Isr Hana, that the Hektish is adding on to the Isr Chelev, is a reason to consider the Isr Hektish as an Isr Meisif. But rather, Tosfos explains that the Gemara means to say that since it is a Tosaf in Isr Hana, since with the Hektish, one has an additional Isr Hana, for that reason the Isr Hektish is considered an Isr Chomer, is considered a more Chomer Dike Isr, relative to the Isr of Chelev. And for that reason, the Tana understands that we'll say Isr Chal al Isr, since the second Isr is a more Chomer Dike Isr than the first Isr. That is how Tosfos and Chulin explains the Gemara in Krisos, that for that reason, the Isr Hektish is Chal on the Isr of Chelev, since the Isr Hektish is a more Chomer Dike Isr than the Isr of Chelev. So again, we have Machloikes between Rashi and Tosfos. As far as that we say that the Isr Hektish is Chal on the Isr of Chelev, is it because the Isr of Hektish is considered an Isr Meisif, since the Isr of Hektish is Meisif in Isr Hana? That is a Shita of Rashi. On the other hand, Tosfos understands that itself, that the Isr Hektish is Meisif in Isr Hana, is not enough of a reason to consider the Isr Hektish as an Isr Meisif. That the Isr of Hektish is Chal is only because the Isr of Hektish is considered a more Chomer Dike Isr than the Isr of Chelev. But to understand this machloikes between Rashi and Tosfos, We have to be makdim with the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos and Krisos. The Rambam asks the following kasha. As we find in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kofir Gimel Mebeis, the Gemara says that the Isser of Basar Becholav is not chal on the Isser of Chelev. If one would cook Cholav and Chelev together, the Isser of Basar Becholav would not be chal on the Isser of Chelev, since we say Ein Isser Chal al Isser. The Rambam asks, L'chayah, the Isser Basar B'cholav is an Isser Maisif, since the Isser Basar B'cholav is Asar Ba'anah. And therefore we should say that the Isser Basar B'cholav is Chal on the Isser of Chelev, since Chelev by itself is only Asar Ba'achila. Now the one took the Chelev and cooked the Chelev with Cholav, now one has an Isser Hanah as well. And therefore we should say that the Isser Basar B'cholav is an Isser Maisif on the Isser of Chelev. The Rambam answers the Kasha by saying the following Chiddush. The Rambam says that the Isser Hanav Basar Becholav is dependent upon the Isser Achila. One can only have the Isser Hanav Basar Becholav if the Basar Becholav became Asar Bachila. And since, as far as Isser Achila is concerned, we say Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and the Isser Achila of Basar B'cholav cannot be Chal on the Chelev, which is already Asar B'achila. For that reason, it cannot be Chal the Isser Hanah, since the Isser Hanah is dependent upon the Isser Achila. And for that reason, the Isser Basar B'cholav is not Chal on the Isser of Chelev, since the Isser Basar B'cholav is not being Maisif any Isurim. Because the only way Basar B'cholav can possibly be Maisif in Isser Hanah is only if the Basar B'cholav will be Asar B'achila. Rabbi Chanan and Kevet Ha'areh Simen Lamed Aistalet explains the Chiddush of the Rambam that the Isser Hanah of Basar B'cholav is dependent upon the Isser Achila, based on that we find in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Lois HaSei Kuf Pei Zayin, that the Rambam asks on himself, why are we not meine the Isser Hanav Basar B'cholav as a separate Isser? Why is the Isser Hanav Basar B'cholav included in the Isser Achila of Basar B'cholav? Rambam says both Lavin, both the Isser Achila of Basar B'cholav and the Isser Hanav Basar B'cholav are all the same Inyan. Both Isurim are Isurei Hanav. That the Torah says the one is not allowed to eat basar b'cholav, that means to say the one is not allowed to have the pleasure of achilas basar b'cholav, and one is not allowed to have pleasure from eating basar b'cholav. And therefore both the Isser Achila of basar b'cholav and the Isser Hanah of basar b'cholav have both the same underlying prohibition. The one is not allowed to have Hanah from basar b'cholav, either pleasure from the eating of the basar b'cholav, or pleasure, even if the pleasure does not come about through the eating of basar b'cholav. And since both Isurim are the same Yisoid, for that reason the Rambam and Pirush and Mishnayos understands that one can only have the Isser Hanah of basar b'cholav only where one has the Isser Achila of basar b'cholav. Now getting back to Hektish, That by Hektish the Rambam understands, like the Shita of Rashi, that the Isser of Hektish is considered an Isser Maisif, since Hektish is Asar Ba'anah, L'chira is based on that the Rambam understands, that even if there is an Isser Achila by Hektish, the Isser Hanah of Hektish and the Isser Achila of Hektish have absolutely nothing to do one with the other. As we find the Reb Chaim says in Hilchos Gezeilah, that the Isser to be Nehne min HaHektish is not a regular Isser Hanah, but rather the Isser to be Nehne min HaHektish is an Isser to be Goizel min HaHektish, is an Isser to steal from Hektish. And for that reason, the Isser Hanah from Hektish has absolutely nothing to do with the Isser Achila from Hektish. And for that reason, the Isser Hanah from Hektish can be Chal independent of the Isser Achila from Hektish. And even if one will not be able to have the Isser Achila from Hektish, since we will say Ein Isser Chal al Isser, still the Isser Hanah from Hektish will be Chal, since the Isra Nofim Hektish is independent from the Isra Chila of Hektish. For that reason, the Isra of Hektish is considered an Isra Moisif. Tosfos, who argues on Rashi and the Rambam, and understands that the Isra Hana of Hektish is not a reason that Hektish should be considered an Isra Moisif, is L'chaira because Tosfos understands that the Isra Hana of Hektish is like the Isra Hana of Basar B'cholov, which the Rambam explains is not considered an Isra Moisif. Tosfos understands that the Isra Hana of Hektish is an Isra to be Nehene from Hektish, just like all other Isra Hana. And so too the Isra Achila from Hektish is an Isra to have Hana from Achilas Hektish. And therefore, we look at both Isurim, both the Isra of Achilas Hektish and the Isra of Hanah from Hektish, as one Isra. And just like the Rambam says that as far as Basar B'cholov is concerned, the Isra Hanah of Basar B'cholov is not considered Moisif, since one cannot have the Isra Hanah of Basar B'cholov without the Isra Achila of Basar B'cholov, so too Tosfos understands by Hektish we will say the same thing, that one cannot have the Isra Hanah of Hektish without the Isra Achila of Hektish. And since as far as the Isra Achila of Hektish, we will say Ein Isra Chal Isra, for that reason one cannot have the Isra Hanah, and therefore the Isra Hanah of Hektish will not be considered an Isra Moisif. That is L'chaira, how one can explain the Machlokes between Rashi, the Rambam, and Tosfos. So again, the Yesod HaMachlokes between Rashi, the Rambam, and Tosfos is as far as how to understand the Isra Hanah from Hektish. Is the Isra Hanah from Hektish independent from the Isra Achila? And the Isra Hanah from Hektish is as Reb Chaim explains, because with that he is being nene from Hektish, he is considered that he is actually stealing from Hektish, which is the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Or do we say, as Tosfos understands, that the Isra Hanah from Hektish is the same underlying Isser as the Isra Achila from Hektish? And both Isurim are Isurim that one is not allowed to have pleasure from Hektish. According to this Pshat in Tosfos, one can go back to the Kasha that we asked before in Tosfos. Again, Tosfos' Shita is that as far as Ein Isser Chal Isser is concerned, the only time we say Ein Isser Chal Isser is only if both Isurim are the same type of Isser. If both Isurim are fundamentally different Isurim, then we do not apply the rule of Ein Isser Chal Isser. The Kasha was, if so, how does Tosfos understand that the Gemara in Krisos needed to explain that Me'ila is Chal on the Isra of Chalev? Based on that the Isra Hektish is an Isra Chomer, as Tosfos and Chulin explains the Gemara in Krisos, why didn't the Gemara in Krisos just say that the reason why the Isra Hektish is Chal on the Isra of Chalev is because the Isra Me'ila is a fundamentally different Isra than the Isra of Achilas Chalev? The Isra of Chalev is an Isra Achilas Chalev. On the other hand, the Isra Me'ila is an Isra Hanah. According to Tosfos, one can answer the Kasha very simply and say that both Isurim, both the Isra Chalev and the Isra Me'ila, are not two fundamentally different Isurim. The Isra Chalev, which is an Isra Achila, is an Isra to be Nehene, as an Isra to have pleasure from Achilas Chalev. The Isra of Hektish is an Isra to have Hanah, even if the Hanah does not come about through Achila. But still, both Isurim, both the Isra Chalev and the Isra Me'ila, are both Isurei Hanah. And since both the Isra Chalev and the Isra Me'ila are both Isurei Hanah, or both Isurim, the one is not allowed to have pleasure, for that reason we will say Ein Isra Chal Al Isra, and the Isra Me'ila, the Isra Hektish, should not be able to be Chal on the Isra of Chalev, if not for the fact that the Isra Hektish is considered a more chomer dike iser than the iser of Chalev. That is l'chaira how one can answer the shita of Tosfos. Let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara goes on to explain our Mishnah with a different mahalach. That we learned in our Mishnah, that one is chayev for chatoyes, and one was over for isurim, is because our Mishnah is talking about a case that all the Yisurim that are mentioned in our Mishnah were Chal b'Vasachas, were Chal at the same time. The Gemara goes on to say that Bisham Akul Mashkachas Luhu. I understand that three of the Yisurim that are mentioned in our Mishnah could possibly be Chal b'Vasachas, as the Gemara says, in a case the Shavino Shuyach, V'Shavuino Shuyach, that both Kiddushins of both Noshim took place at the same exact time. But the Gemara asks, Awa Nidos, Heichi Mashkachaswa, how can we have that the Isser Nidos was Chal v'Asachas with all the other Isurim? Omar of Amram, Omarav, B'Shoifais, Mitoich, Yod Gimel, La'achar, Shoisha, Osar, V'Chuveyinu, which as Rashi explains means to say that we are talking about that the Kiddushin was Chal at the rega, at the exact second that he turns into a ben yud gimel. And that is when he becomes muzer, that is when he is osur b'isurei nidos. And for that reason, the isurei nidos were chal at the same rega as all the other isurim that are mentioned in our Mishnah. So too, as far as the ladies are concerned, we are talking about that the Kiddushin was Chal at the exact second that they turned into Bas Mitzvah. And at that second, that is when they became Muzharis, that is when it was Chal the Surei Nidos, because at that point, they became Aser be Surei Nidos. Tesis asks the following Kashan Rashi. How is it possible that the Kiddushin was Chal at the second that they became Bar Mitzvah? Ochira Katan cannot make Kiddushin. That is how Tesis asks the Kashan Rashi. The Ramban and the Rashba on the other end ask the Kashan Rashi with a different Nusach. They ask the Kashan Rashi based on that we hold Eino de Makne Dover Shaloi Bolo Ilam. A person cannot be Makne something which did not yet come into the world. If at the time that one did a Maisa Kinyan, the object was not yet in the world, and for that reason the Chalois Kinyan cannot be Chal, the transfer of ownership cannot take place, for that reason the Kinyan is not Chal, even when the object is Bala'ilam. And therefore the Rishonim asks so too over here. If the Katan did a Maisa Kiddushin, how can the Kiddushin even be Chal when he becomes a Gadol? What happens to the halacha of Eino de Makne Dover Shuloi Bala'ilam? From the Rishonim one see that according to the Man D'Amar that understands that we say that Adam is Makne Dover Shuloi Bala'ilam, and a person could make a Kinyan even on an object which is not yet Ba'ilam, so too a Katan would be able to Mekadesh in Isha, and the Kiddushin will be Chal when he becomes a Gadol. Tesis, on the other hand, seems to understand that even according to the Man D'Amar that Adam Makne Dover Shuloi Bala'ilam, still Tesis does not understand Rashi. Still Tesis understands that if a Katan was Mekadesh in Isha, the Kiddushin will not be Chal even after he becomes a Gadol. And even though we say Adam Makne Dover Shuloi Bala'ilam, still the Kiddushin will not be Chal. V'chari the Pshan Tesis is, because Tesis understands that even according to the Mandamar that says Adam Makne Dover Shuloi Bala'ilam, that is only because there is nothing missing in the actual Maisa Kinyan. The actual Maisa Kinyan that he is doing is a full-fledged Maisa Kinyan. The only thing that's missing is that there's no object in which the transfer of ownership can take place. The problem is that the Chalois Kinyan cannot be Chal. But as far as the Maisa Kinyan is concerned, there is nothing missing at all in the Maisa Kinyan. And for that reason, there is a Mandomer that says, Adam Makne Dover Shaloi Bala'ilam. Because even though the Chalois Kinyan, the transfer of ownership cannot take place now, but the transfer of ownership will take place when the object actually comes into the world. On the other hand, if a katan made kiddushin, since a katan is a lav bar das, for that reason we say that the mice of a katan is not considered a mice kiddushin. When a katan does a mice kiddushin, his mice kiddushin is not considered a mice kiddushin. And since the mice kiddushin of a katan is not considered a mice kiddushin, for that reason the chalois kiddushin cannot be chal when he becomes a gadol, even according to the Mandamar, Adam Makne Davar Shoy Balaylam. Because even according to the Mandamar that says, Adam Makne Davar Shoy Balaylam, one still needs a full-fledged Maisa Kinyan. And the Maisa Kedushin of a Katan is not considered a Maisa Kedushin. From the other Rishonim, we see a tremendous Chiddush. As Rav Chanan says in Kavetzare Simen Chav Tes Ayis Gimel, that it is possible for a Katan to do a Maisa Kedushin. And we will consider the Katan as if he has enough Das, that his Maisa Kedushin should be considered a Maisa Kedushin. That a Katan cannot be Mekadesh and Isha while he is a Katan is not because there is something missing in his actual Maisa Kedushin, but rather it is a Halacha in the Chalois Kedushin, that a Katan cannot make a Chalois Kedushin. And for that reason, the Chalois Kedushin cannot be Chal till he actually becomes a Gadol. But as far as the Katan's Maisa Kedushin is concerned, his Maisa Kedushin is considered a full-fledged Maisa Kedushin. And therefore the Rishonim understand that according to the Mandamer that says, Adam Makne Davar Shoy Balaylam, so to a Katan can make a Maisa Kedushin now, and the Chalois Kedushin will be Chal when he actually becomes a Gadol. And so too we find in Rashi and Ksuvus Afayin Gimel Mebeis. The Rashi in Ksuvus explains that the reason why a Katan cannot be Mekadesh and Isha is only based on that the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish, and we darish an Ish v'loy Katan. Only an Ish is included in Ki Yikach. In other words, from Rashi one sees that a Katan cannot be Mekadesh and Isha is not because a Katan does not have enough Das for Kiddushin, but rather it is based on the drasha of ki yikach ish, ish v'loy katan. And therefore the Rishonim understands that from this drasha of ki yikach ish, that we darshan ish v'loy katan, is not coming to tell me that a katan's maisa kedushin is not considered a maisa kedushin, but rather it is only coming to tell me that a katan does not have the ability to create a chalois kedushin. Now getting back to Tesis, one can say that Tais also agrees to that we find in Rashi and Ksuvus Afayin Gimel Mebeis, that a Katan cannot be Mekadesh and Isha is only because there is a Pasuk that says Ki Yikach Ish, that we darish an Ish for a Katan. But still, Tais argues on the Rishonim and understands that even according to the Mandamar Adam Makne Davar Shoy Balaylam, still if a Katan made Kiddushin while he was still a Katan, the Kiddushin will not be Chal when he becomes a Gadol. Because Tesis understands that from this drasha of Ki Yikach Ish V'loy Katan, we learn out that the Maisa Kiddushin of a Katan is not considered a Maisa Kiddushin. And it is not only a halacha that a Katan does not have the ability to create a Chalois Kiddushin, but rather the Pasuk is being Mechadesh when a Katan does a Maisa Kiddushin, his Maisa Kiddushin is not considered a Maisa Kiddushin. And for that reason, Tesis understands that there is no way for the Chalois Kiddushin to be Chal when he becomes a Gadol. The other Rishonim will argue, understands that the Pasuk is coming to teach us a halacha as far as the Chalois Kiddushin is concerned. But as far as the Maisa Kiddushin of a Katan, the Maisa Kiddushin of a Katan is a full-fledged Maisa Kiddushin. That we explained in Tesis, that Tesis can understand the drasha of Ki Yikach Ish, that Ki Yikach Ish is telling me a halacha as far as the Maisa Kiddushin is concerned, that the Maisa Kiddushin of a Katan is not considered a Maisa Kiddushin, so too is Mashma in the Shita, in Ksuvas Tafayin Gemo Mebeis. The Shita brings down the following Chiddush from Rashi in Madura Kama. Rashi says that we say that a Katan cannot be Mekadesh in Isha is only if he was Mekadesh in Isha Bekesef or Bishtar. But let's say he was Mekadesh in Isha Bebia, then even the Kiddushin of a Katan can be Chal. From Rashi one sees that Rashi understands that the Torah is telling me that the Maisa Kiddushin of a Katan is not considered a Maisa Kiddushin. But which Maisa Kiddushin of a Katan is not considered a Maisa Kiddushin? Only the Maisa Kiddushin of Kesef or Shtar is not considered a Maisa Kiddushin. But as far as Bia is concerned, we say that a Katan could be Mekadesh B'Bia, and the Kiddushin will be Chal even while he is still a Katan. Again, from Rashi one sees, as we explained according to Tesis, that the drosh of kikach ish v'lekatan is coming to tell me halacha as far as the maisa kiddushin of katan is concerned, according to the other rishonim, who understands that the drosh of kikach ish is telling me that a katan does not have the ability to create a chalais kiddushin. V'chaya, there is no difference between kesef or shtar or bia. If he cannot create a chalais kiddushin through kesef or shtar, so too he should not be able to create a chalais kiddushin through bia. And so too we find in the Ma'arik in Shirish Hamabes, the Ma'arik says that this halacha, that a katan cannot be mekadesh and isha, and the kiddushin will not be chal, even after he becomes a gadol, only as far as a katan is concerned. As far as a ktana is concerned, if a ktana was mekabeles kiddushin while she was still a ktana, the kiddushin will be chal once she becomes a gadola. The obvious kasha is, what is the difference between a katan or a ktana? If by a katan we understand that the kiddushin will not be chal even after he becomes a gadol, why by a ktana do we say that her kabbalah's kiddushin will work for after she becomes a gadola? According to the way that we explain Tesis, one can explain the Ma'arik very simply. That the kiddushin of a katan will not work even after he becomes a gadol is because in the drasha of Yikach Ish it was neschadish that the Maisa Kiddushin of a katan is not considered a Maisa Kiddushin, and for that reason it will not work even after he becomes a gadol. But that is only as far as the katan is concerned, who is the one doing the Maisa Kiddushin. As far as the ktana herself is concerned, there is no such halacha, and therefore her kabbalah's kiddushin can work after she becomes a gadola. And so too one can say in the shita of the other Rishonim as well, which as we find in the Rashba later on in Daf Kuf Tes, that the Rashba understands that if a ktana was mekabeles kiddushin, her kiddushin will work once she becomes a gadola, even though the Rashba in our sugya argues on Rashi and understands as far as a katan is concerned, if a katan was mekadesh and isha, his kiddushin will not be chal even after he becomes a gadol, is also based on that we said before, that the Rishonim understands that from the drasha of Kikach Ish we learn out that a katan does not have the ability to create a chalois kiddushin. But that is only as far as the katan who is actually the one who is creating the chalois kiddushin. As far as the ktana, who is not creating the chalois kiddushin, for that reason her kabbalah's kiddushin will work once she becomes a gedola. Now getting back to Arashi again, the shita of Arashi is that a katan that was mekadesh and isha, his kiddushin will be chal once he becomes a gadol. To answer Rashi from Tesis's kasha, one has to say that Arashi understands, like the other Rishonim, that the maisa kiddushin of a katan is considered a maisa kiddushin. But still, one has to know what happened to the Rishonim's kasha. L'chaira, according to the Mandamer, ein adam makne davar shvoi b'loilam, still, the kiddushin should not be chal even after he becomes a gadol. So, in the Mishnah Melech in Perek Dalet Milchas Ishos, we find that the Mishnah Melech answers Rashi with the following chiddush. The Mishnah Melech says we do not consider this a case of davar shaloi b'la'ilam, since man memela kaasi. Anything which will happen with time does not have the chsaron of a davar shaloi b'la'ilam. Therefore, since eventually he will become a gadol, therefore, there is no chesaron of davar shaloi b'la'ilam. That is how the Mishnah Melech explains the shita of Arashi. The Keren Orah and the Einig Yontif say a different mahalach in how to explain Rashi. They are medayik Rashi. From that, the Rashi says, "Umasru kiddushin that the ketanim gave over the kiddushin sheyachulu yema machras, that the kiddushin should be chal the next day." From there, one sees the Rashi is talking about the last day right before their bar mitzvah. That is when they did the actual Maisa Kiddushin. Keren Orah and Einig Yontif explained that Rashi is talking about a case that they did the Maisa Kiddushin right before Shkia of the day of their bar mitzvah. And they had Das Kiddushin till the beginning of... Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara asks on that we learned in our Mishnah, that by echlifu nishayseyem zelazeh, if they switch their wives one to the other, they have to wait 3 months in order to see if they are mubares or not. The Gemara asks, V'ha'ein isha mishaberes bebiya rishena. A lady cannot become mishaberes with the first bia. And therefore, there is no reason for us to say that they have to wait 3 months. Now, to explain that our Gemara says a klal, that ein isha mishaberes bebiya rishena, that a lady cannot become expecting with the first bia, we find that the Neid Yehuda in Eben Ezer, Madura Kama, Simen Chaf Beis, explains our Gemara as follows. He explains that our Gemara does not mean that it is impossible for an Isha to be Misaberes Bebiya Rishena, but rather our Gemara means Sha'al Pi Roiv Eina Misaberes Mebiya Rishena. Most Noshim are not Misaberes Mebiya Rishena, but there is a Miot that are Misaberes Mebiya Rishena. And with that, the Neid Yehuda answers the Maharsha's Kasha. The Maharsha asks on our Gemara, why did our Gemara only ask from Tamar? Our Gemara asks that from Tamar one sees that Isha Misaberes Mebiya Rishena. Why didn't the Gemara ask from Leah, who was also Misaber Mebiya Rishena? The Neid Yehuda answers the Maharsha's Kasha by saying that since Miot Noshim are Misabers, there are some ladies that become Misabes Mebiya Rishena. For that reason, our Gemara could not ask from Leah. It could be Leah was from the Miot Noshim that are Misabes Mebiya Rishena. On the other hand, the Gemara's Kasha from Tamar is because the Gemara understands that Tamar gave herself over to be Neveles to Yehuda was only because she was planning on having a child from the first Bia of Yehuda. For that reason, our Gemara asks that if there is a Roiv, that Roiv Noshim are not Misabes V'yoldeis, why was Tamar Meiser herself to be Neveles to Yehuda? Since Roiv Noshim are anyways not Misabes V'yoldeis. So too we find in the Ran in the first parak of Kiddushin, that the Ran says the same Yisoid as the Neid Yehuda, that our Gemara says that Ein Isha Misaberes Mebiya Rishena only means that Roiv Noshim are not Misabes Mebiya Rishena. But there is a miot noshim that are misaberes mebiya rishena. It is possible to be misaberes mebiya rishena. And for that reason, the Ran says to answer Tesis's kasha before Navchafam and Aleph. Tesis asks on that the Gemara says Navchafam and Aleph that an almonam and an erisin should really be muteres liyibam to a kohen gadol, since we will say asay deichalois asay. Tesis asks, how can we say to allow the Kohen Gadol to be boyo a bia rishena in this almana who is a besua? L'chaya, ein isha misaberes bebia rishena, and therefore the first bia is not a bia haroi la'kam Hashem. And to be mekayim mitzvah sibum, one needs a bia haroi la'kam Hashem. Needs a bia with the potential of having children. The Ran answers that since there is a miut that are misabres v'yoldeis from the first bia, for that reason we consider the first bia as a bia haroi l'akam Hashem. Is it possible for the bia to accomplish akam Hashem? In the Sefer Shivasiyin from the son of the Neid Yehuda, we find that he explains that this shaila, in how to understand ein isha misaberes v'bi rishena, if it means that there is no such thing, that an isha is misaberes v'bi rishena, or it just means the alpiroiv, ein isha misaberes mebiya rishena, really a machloikes tanoim in Medrash. Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Lech Lecha, Parsha Memhei. On the Pasuk by Hagar, that the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was Baal Hagar v'Tohar. Levi Bar Chaisa says mebiya rishena nesabra. Hagar was nesabra from the first bia of Avraham Avinu. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer argues, and Rabbi Eliezer says, "Lo'ila meinisha misaberes mebiya rishena." It is impossible for an isha to be misaberes mebiya rishena. The Shivasiyin explains that the machlokes between Levi Bar Chaisa and Rabbi Eliezer is that they are arguing in how to understand the nisha misaberes mebiya rishena. Rabbi Levi Bar Chaisa understands, as the Ran and Neid Yehuda explain, that we say ein isha misaberes mebiya rishena does not mean that it is impossible for an isha to be misaberes mebiya rishena, but rather it just means that roiv noshim reinan misaberes mebiya rishena. Generally speaking, an isha is not misaberes mebiya rishena, and therefore Hagar was an exception. Hagar was misaberes mebiya rishena. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer argues And Rabbi Eliezer understands that there is no such thing as an Isha that is Mesaberes Mibir Rishena. And for that reason, one cannot say that Hagar was Nesabra Mibir Rishena. Therefore, the Shiratzion goes on to say that the Ran is going Beshita Sablevi Bar Chaisa. The Sablevi Bar Chaisa understands that there is such a thing as an Isha to be Mesaberes Mibir Rishena.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.